Okay.
Very good. Anything else you want to kind of touch on about those improvements?
No, I think it's going really well. We've added some new patient transport chairs that are much more ergonomically safe for both our staff as well as the patients. The IV pole doesn't have to be separate. It connects to the chair, and the nurse or whoever's pushing it doesn't have to bend over, so they have better body ergonomics, so that's a good improvement. And lots of improvements in the therapy services area, and they're having good experiences with all their new equipment, and they've actually added a couple physical therapists who are going to start this summer.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. They're having fun up there then, aren't they?
Yes.
Good. Okay. You want to talk about some of the other successes that that happened at SCMC? It's been a busy year for you.
It has, yeah. Well, once the emergency department opened, we could take the old emergency department and reuse it. So we finished that off to be a special procedures area for the hospital, as well as part of it is the new CT scan area. But that special procedures area are for things that we do outside of the clinic that are more sterile, such as a skin graft. And then just last week, we started doing iovera procedures in there, which is a cold treatment to numb nerves. And we do that like 2 weeks before you get your total knee operation. And this nerve numbing lasts for 90 days, which allows people to have non-opioid pain management, get better range of motion faster after their surgery, and just be in less pain. So that's been really exciting. We're one of only two rural facilities in Minnesota that are doing that procedure right now.
I have to admit, I haven't heard of that. That's very interesting technology.
Yes, it is. And then once we, right now we're just using it for the total knee replacements, but eventually we will probably expand it to other parts of the body as well.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Anything else on that line that you wanted to mention?
So two of our anesthetists were trained in it, as well as Dr. J. So any one of the three of those would be 2 weeks before your surgery, you would come in, they would numb the area, and then they would put in this very cold solution to numb the specific nerve that they're going to be working on. Mm-hmm. And it starts blocking the pain signals right away, even before your surgery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow.
Mm-hmm. I had surgery recently, and I got a lot of meds.
Yes. Well, that's a big thing now, is we really try to reduce the use of opioids in any way we can, and this should help.
Okay, very good. You wanted to say something about spreading the awareness of these types of weeks and how it's important to have things like SCMC in your community?
Absolutely. It's really important to have high quality health care close to home and to recognize the people. We're a major employer in town, as well as providing the care, so that's important. And we again thank the people that allow us to provide that care. And not all rural facilities are as fortunate. There have been some rural hospitals closing or reducing services, but so far we've been able to continue adding services.
You mentioned employees. What are we at now? How many employees are at SCMC?
We have about 285.
Mm-hmm. Major employer, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to mention about either what's going on here at the hospital or National Hospital Week?
Sure. We do have a change coming with our urgent and respiratory care clinic. Mm-hmm. So just as a reminder, they have their own entrance. That did not change with the emergency department opening. So there has been a little bit of confusion with some people getting dropped off at the new Columbia Avenue entrance. But if you're coming for urgent care, you still should use their separate entrance closer to Montana Avenue. And that is still going to be open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12:30 on the weekends. But on the weekdays, starting May 19th, we're going to take our last registration at 4:45. So just 15 minutes before 5 o'clock will be our last registration, and that'll be going out in the newspaper and social media here shortly.
Mm-hmm. That is a permanent change or just a summertime thing?
It is intended to be permanent, unless something dictates a change in the future.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, very good. Gary McEvely of the Stevens Community Medical Center, thanks so much for talking with us here at Camera S for National Hospital Week.
Thank you, Marshall.